This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, and I do mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from the frozen tundra up there in the big blue state of Michigan, who's probably feeling pretty good because they won a big football game against Ohio State, it's none other than Ron Edwards. Uh-huh. 56 degrees, not too bad this morning compared to what we've had earlier in the week. So they're out there with their coffee and their hot toddies, and they're having a good time.
Yeah, very comfortable. Very comfortable weather.
Now, what's it like where you're at? What's the temperature there now?
What was it today? Low 30s? Yeah.
Okay, not because I noticed there's snow up in the upper peninsula.
In UP, they've got plenty of snow.
Yeah, yep. That's what we're noticing. All right, well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we start with our first news story, something interesting happened last night. We are now up to 19 Democrats who are leaving the House of Representatives for whatever reason. Either they're retiring, or they're going to run for another office, or they're just moving along to something totally different, out of politics.
Well, one of the big reasons is because right now, at least today, Democrats are not very popular, it seems, amongst voters. The chances are that many of them might be replaced by Republican voters.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the case. I don't know, but it seems like it could be.
Well, I'm waiting to hear Nancy say she's retiring. That'll be when we know that she knows she's about to get hosed. All right.
Yeah.
The very first case of the newly identified COVID-19 Omicron variant has been detected in California. Now, this person was also vaccinated. Apparently, they discovered this on the 29th of November. He had been tested on the 22nd of November. But the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that so far this person has had nothing more than a cold.
And it should be treated as thus. and not be used as an excuse to extend any kind of restrictions, mask restrictions, or anything like that. This thing should be allowed to play itself out, and we should be allowed to live our lives and go on. But I can guarantee you,
not if you're in a blue state, you're going to get zapped.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there, yeah. She's already making waves. So mm-hmm. we're going to prepare. We're going to push back because to try to continue to lock us down over such a trivial occurrence is just cruel. It's just not right.
Well, you're right. And by the way, conservatives in the House of Representatives are prepared to shut the government down unless the Democrats defund Joe Biden's vaccine mandate.
And that's the way it should go. The government needs to be, taught a lesson. We need to push back against the overspending and not only just the spending, but some of the contents of what Biden wants to thrust upon this country. Absolutely. And by the way, the effect of a government shutdown has been overblown in the media over the years as a scare tactic, in my opinion.
Right.
And government defaults have happened in cities around the country. I know New York had a default. Cleveland had a default. And Cleveland learned its lesson and has mm-hmm. been in the black ever since. But it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Well, here's one for you to think about. We got so many federal workers that are working at home.
Yeah.
Right now, that it really wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, that's true, and that's true. So this thing about the default and all this stuff, I hope that the conservatives hold the line this time and stick to it.
Now, another student died in the shooting, the unfortunate school shooting in Oxford, Michigan. This was a 17-year-old student that died, bringing the death total to 4, and yesterday, that young man, that 15-year-old, was arraigned, and thank God I heard the word no bail.
Yeah, no bail, and most likely he's going to be tried as an adult. I've heard that as well. And so he needs to get, as they used to say a long time ago, get the book thrown at him and hit in the head with it. So, yeah, the punishment needs to be swift, and it needs to be very harsh.
Okay,
send the message.
Hold that thought, folks. We're going to break. We'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards. But in the meantime,
hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Food Farms, located at 2525 27th Street.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's be real. The onslaught of critical race theory, Joe Biden's open borders, and the approved criminal activities are just part of the concerted effort to literally destroy our wonderful republic. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The people who consider it criminal to defend yourself from being murdered by thugs are the same dregs of society who condone and sometimes participate in thuggish activities like burglarizing department stores, smashing car windows, and, of course, the ongoing record-breaking number of urban black Americans shooting their fellow black citizens for target practice, especially on weekends. Of course, the legions of American thugs like Antifa and BLM members, along with the crooked leftist politicians, are engaging together in a concerted effort to literally bring to an end our unique, exceptional nation way of life. There are real solutions to this madness, including standing united under providential guidance, my friends. Against such madness, we can win. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. Find out where via theronedwards.com.
Alrighty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And oh, by the way, right now I'm going to bring Ron into the mix here, because this is when I tell you about something that I have got a hold of right here in my hand in my beautiful Turbis Tumbler Patriotic Cup. It's called iced coffee. And let's see here. Oh, boy. Is that good? Now, if you want to try something good, smoother, richer, healthier, and a whole lot less acidic than most other brands, try Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, it's got a delicious taste that many are raving about. A lot of my friends that have bought the coffee are telling me it's the best I've ever had. And all you got to do to find out about it is to go to the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display on the RonEdwards.com website. It's that simple to make your purchase and make sure you utilize the RE20 promo code, and you'll receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
And it's in mine, and it's a big cup.
Yum, yum.
Yeah. Oh, I love my iced coffee. You know, I'll drink coffee, you know, when it's really cold outside. I get that. But other than that, I like drinking iced coffee, and it's good. And this stuff is really, really good. So, back to the drawing board. Here we go. Michigan, the 17-year-old student, we talked about that, I do believe. No bail. I'm going yay for somebody. Now, the Michigan school shooting proves something to me again, and that's the fact that more teachers should be trained and armed.
I agree. Anyone, by the way, who has a concealed weapons permit should be allowed to carry a firearm on school property, mm-hmm. parents or teachers. The last people that should be making security decisions are school boards, of all people.
Right.
They have no qualifications for security, none whatsoever. And if you look at the last incident, then you've got the, you know, how they entered through the school secure door, and the person entered the door, and before the door closed, the criminal got in, and the person didn't even understand how a secure door should work. Mm-hmm. Schools need armed security, in my opinion, and I think that the teacher should have the right, the option of getting armed. If you want proof of how good it works, remember in Israel years ago, Palestinians used to walk into classrooms into school buildings and blow themselves up in classrooms.
Correct.
Or come in shooting. Mm-hmm. They don't do it anymore. Guess why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the teachers are armed.
Right. They are.
And they've taken out a few criminals that tried it, terrorists that tried it, mm-hmm. and that brought that to an end.
Yeah, and there's many states where when we did have the school shootings erupt a few years ago where we had the big numbers that were being shot in the schools, they did, in fact, do exactly that. They had the teachers with the proper training learn how to defend themselves and how to protect the students in the room, different methods, but they also trained them in the use of a firearm, and I know Texas was one of those states. Florida was going to do it. I don't know how far along it got. Georgia is one of those states. Alabama, pretty much around the South for that most part, as well as a few areas of the Midwest, but certainly not the blue states like Illinois, New York, Pennsylvania. That's a big no-no.
Or Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You got to get rid of that governor.
Well, I'm going to get myself out of here before they get rid of her. So
okay. Well, you're welcome to come down here. We got lots of room.
Yeah, lots of. Yeah, it's too hot for me, man. I love Florida. It's great to visit. But
well, you come down by the water, and you get yourself a little shade, and you're fine.
Yeah, but, you know, you just can't stay by the water and under the shade 24. You have to work and do other things.
All right. Well, let's talk about Russia, because they certainly don't mind it being warm because it snows so much, especially in Siberia. But Russia ordered the U.S. embassy staff who had been in Moscow for more than 3 years to leave the country by January 31st. Now, this comes after the USA booted out 50 Soviets from the Russian-American embassy.
You know what? Yeah, this administration. I understand Russia, they're not our best friends, but they're not our worst enemy.
No.
Why is it that the United States won't stand up to China and do things like this with China and mm-hmm. stand up and act like a man? They're picking at Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. They are not the big problem, my friends.
Blinken is totally out of his league. He's going to be having an eyeball-to-eyeball chat with the Russian foreign minister, who will eat him for lunch.
And did you see the quote the other day, what Putin said, that he hopes that Biden runs again in 2024?
Yeah.
The reason why is because Biden is making Russia great again.
You bet.
While he's destroying this country.
Yep. Yep, you bet. Well, okay, onward and upward. All right, we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Yes, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. With the
school
teachers getting guns, that might have been a good idea like 20 years ago when the country maybe was more united, but right now, I don't think I'd put a gun in any teacher's hand. Because if they're teaching critical race theory, you kind of wonder about their sanity, so to speak, and you don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they're not doing a great job here either.
Okay. I'm not saying critical race theory. Any responsible individual that really cared about the students, okay, and the safety, would want to do this.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's voluntary.
Right.
And most likely people, you know, promoting a critical race theory wouldn't be in favor of guns anyway.
So that's right.
Probably wouldn't have to worry about them seeking guns. So.
We'll ship them to Penn State University because you heard about Penn State, the employees there. The ones that read, and this is unbelievable. And, folks, I'm not making this up. I'm going to read it exact. Pennsylvania State school employees who refuse the vaccination will face, you ready for it? Re-education.
You know what? And this will never happen, but it's just an opinion of mine, so no one needs to go to Knoxville. The place needs to shut down for a while. They need to shut Penn State down for about a year. Re-education, I mean, what do you think? What do they think this is? This is
China. That's China.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, leftists in America have the same mentality.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. How dare these people who have such a mentality be allowed to teach American young students? It's crazy, man.
I agree.
Crazy, man.
I totally agree. And by the way, we got enough time to do one more here.
Sure.
The National Guard members who refuse vaccination will now face a ban on training, and their pay will be withheld, according to the Department of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. And that would mean that their readiness capability, whether or not they would be eligible to go anywhere, could be in jeopardy. And guess what? They would be drummed out of the National Guard.
Well, any excuse to weaken the U.S. military, Lloyd Austin, you can depend on him to find it. And this is yet another excuse. And this is what it's partially about, if not all about. Lloyd Austin, he needs to go somewhere that begins with H and ends with L.
Are you hot? Somewhere hot?
Very hot. I mean,
the desert.
Hot. Sun hot. Sun hot.
Okay. All right. Listen, you take care, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Have yourself a great day, my friend. Okay. Ron Edwards, everybody. Ron Edwards. And, of course, you'll hear his Edwards Notebook on the weekend show. And we have him on Tuesdays, and we have him on Thursdays on the program. Meanwhile, we're going to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The alleged gunman in the Oxford, Michigan high school shooting is set to be tried as an adult on one count of terrorism causing death and four first-degree murder charges. Authorities announced the charges against 15-year-old Ethan Crumley on Wednesday. Crumley, a sophomore, was previously flagged by administrators for behavior in the classroom that they felt was concerning. A meeting with school officials and Crumley's parents was conducted the same day as the terrorist attack. The CDC and health authorities in California confirmed the first case of COVID-19 linked to the newly discovered variant Omicron in the United States on Wednesday, saying an individual who recently returned from South Africa tested positive for the strain. The case was detected in San Francisco, California.
They had received a full dose of the Moderna vaccine, but no booster.
Dr. Grant Colfax is the director of health for the city and county of San Francisco. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi folks, don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
Boy, and I'm really looking forward to getting over there to Nixon's Groveside Cafe today, because I am psyched. I am ready for the Captain's Club. And you will be, too, when you see the sandwich. It's a big sandwich, and it's good. It's really good. And I'm glad that they named a sandwich after me down there, but there you go. Now, folks, I want to get a little serious here, because right now my partners at Salem Tampa are involved in an important campaign, and we're helping them here with their efforts at the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, if you know anything about the Middle East, and if you listen to this show, you probably do, then you know that amongst everything that's happening over there, there is a big, big humanitarian crisis that's growing in Lebanon. Now, most of their people, about 82% right now, are living in poverty, and it's real poverty, folks, like the likes of which you've never seen or felt in this country. Now, what some people like to complain about here in America isn't even close. And add to that, about 2 million refugees from the Syrian war, and you've got a really desperate situation going on. Now, you're probably saying, well, why should I care about that? Well, because Heart for Lebanon has been on the ground for years there, and they've combated this great need with an even greater love. And they do it through the generous donations from people who care. Now, if you'd like to support the efforts there, and I hope you would, click on the banner at the AnswerTampa.com website. That's the AnswerTampa.com website. Or if you'd rather do it over the phone, you can call them at 888-247-5499. That number again, 888-247-5499. And I want to say thank you for helping us help them. They really need the help. Now, so much is going on today. We heard about the abortion hearing yesterday at the Supreme Court and the comments that were made, and Justice Kagan and her comments that were made. I mean, boy, oh boy, you know, sometimes you just gotta sit back and say, did I really hear what I thought I heard? But I know what I heard from Dr. Oz yesterday. Now, Dr. Oz, the TV doctor, same guy, announced a couple days ago that he's running for Senate in the great state of Pennsylvania. And he hit the ground running. He went on Hannity's show to make the announcement. And he made a comment yesterday that really, for anybody that knows J. Edgar Hoover and his reputation, this really sticks it right to the source. Dr. Oz, the candidate, said that Dr. Fauci's the J. Edgar Hoover of healthcare. How about that? How about that? Now, Anthony Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, has mixed politics and medicine during the pandemic with dubious results. And it's time for him to go, folks. It's just time for him to go. We've had enough of little Dr. Fauci. And what they're trying to do now is make it sound like as if the country's coming to an end. It's terrible. It's awful. We got to do something. We got to do this. We got to quarantine. We got to put our masks on. We got to run around in circles. Okay, let me just point something out to you. Of the handful of cases that I've heard about, with this new COVID virus that's out there, nobody has been sick enough to even be in the hospital. Nobody. The case in point in California that was pointed out is no more than having a cold. We heard the same thing about the doctor from South Africa that first sounded the alert that they had found a new strain. Now, this doesn't happen all the time, but a lot of times when you get a disease or an illness or a virus that mutates, the mutation comes back weaker than the original virus. Now, it doesn't happen all the time, and I'm not saying that it happened this time because I don't know. I haven't seen enough documentation to tell me. But I'm thinking to myself, if this is weaker and it doesn't have the symptoms that the COVID-19 did to begin with, or this last variant we had, the Delta variant, did, then maybe, just maybe, it's not all that bad. Maybe. I know the jury's out. We don't know enough yet. So we'll wait and find out. By the way, for the first time in many years again, Major League Baseball has locked the stadiums, locked the players out due to the expired collective bargaining agreement that they don't have. So the owners walked away. It said until the players want to come back and talk and have a serious talk, we're not going to do anything. So for right now, that means baseball is not going to be played this year. Now, it's a little early yet, but you know in January and the February, the players start to show up to condition themselves, and pitchers and catchers usually show up first. So I don't know what's going to happen. We'll just sit back and watch. But here we go again, right? Here we go again. Oh, by the way, got a call yesterday from my pals up there at Moss Nissan. And I don't know when the lady and her son are coming down. But they bought a Nissan, brand new Nissan vehicle. And sometime in the next week or so, they're going to be coming. And by the way, I'm going to be up in Brooksville, let's see, next weekend at the gun show on Saturday. So maybe I can time this such that if they come down, I can stop by when they come out of the gun show up there at the fairgrounds. But they're going to have another person coming down from Georgia who's bought a beautiful Altima, a new one. So Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan, they just get customers from just all over the place, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Upper Midwest, as far west as Arizona, all over the state of Florida, up in the Panhandle, down south, wherever. But part of the reason, I think, is because of their motto. They're striving to do whatever it takes to be the best in the nation as an automobile dealer. And they got a lot of family members involved in the business, so it is a family business. It's a Christian-owned business, too, by the way. And you can find out what we found out, many of us, happy customers and happy campers that go there for our vehicles to be serviced and whatnot. You can check them out by going up to Crystal River or Newport Richey or Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And they are building a brand-new dealership in Brooksville. Can't wait for that to open. I'll be up there for the grand opening. And again, you can check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And find out why people keep coming back and coming back and coming back. Don't forget the You Serve, You Save either. The best in the country at this. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. So check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be glad you did. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more. And if you want to give us a call, let me see here. We're going to have Kathy give you the phone number. So here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy, and I'll tell you what. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So there you go. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all of our military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And their phone number, again, is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, I got sent something from my buddy John, and he told me that it was sent to him from our mutual friend Fitz, who we will see today for lunch. He'll be there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. But this is something entitled, We the People. And let me tell you something. You want to hold on to something and pay attention to what's said. This is a video, but I'm going to play the audio part of this. And it's 3 minutes long, and wait till you hear this.
But they get it. They know what's at stake here. And maybe in order to understand how precious and fragile freedom really is, maybe you have to lose it. But you already know that. I mean, all of this, it's just a distraction. And I made it easy for you, didn't I? I bet your face just lit up when you realized that there was a pastor on the witness list. You knew that if you challenged scriptures, I would rise to defend them. It's kind of in my job description. You figured you'd run out the clock while we debated how women wore their hair 2,000 years ago, all in hopes that no one would realize that it's really their freedoms that are on the line.
Not at all, sir. The issue here today is homeschooling.
I wish it was, Mr. Chairman. I truly do. Now, today was about turning neighbor against neighbor. That's part of your plan, isn't it? Keep us all divided, so bit by bit we don't realize you're chipping away at our freedoms and liberties. You got us all talking about how Noah got all the animals on the ark. Meanwhile, you're crafting legislation that will allow the government to barge into our homes. Because it's all about power for you. And the only way that you can get more power is by taking it from someone else. And that would be all well and good if it wasn't for that pesky thing called the Constitution that keeps getting in your way.
Now, you hold on a second.
No, I'm done talking to you. I'm talking to the people who elected you. Because as inconvenient as it is, sir, this is where your power comes from.
Order!
You see those statues and those monuments out there? They say, you work for us.
Of order, Mr. Hill.
A government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Order. You are out of order, Mr. Hill. Order. Bailiff.
So stay out of our homes and churches, and yes, stay out of our children's education. Because what you call teaching, Mr. Chairman, is really social engineering.
You are out of order, Mr. Hill.
History is being rewritten. Biology is redefined. And right and wrong are erased. Our children don't belong to the government. And neither does our country. America belongs to its citizens. To each and all. To the farmers in Texas. To the window cleaners in New York. To the cabinet makers in Maine. And the teachers in Oklahoma. To every man, woman, and child. It belongs to the people. We, the people.
I'm telling you, you want to talk about something that's powerful. We, the people. We, the people. That's the name of that. And it was a little video piece that was sent to me by my friend John. And it came to him from our mutual friend Fitz. But that is powerful. That is extremely powerful. And it says a lot. And it needs to be played and shared with everybody and anybody across the country to let them understand that we are the power. Not the people we elect. We elect them, we can unelect them. It's that simple. It's just that simple. So we need to start acting like it. We need to be responsible. We need to stand up for our country. Our country needs us. And now is the time. Now is the time. Now, there's all kinds of groups and associations and places where you can go, meetings that you can be involved in, all kinds of it. And keep in mind that here in the Captain's America Third Watch, we will stand up for America. We'll wave the flag. We're not afraid to say we the people. We're not afraid to do whatever it takes to keep America great, to make America great, to do what it takes to be in an America that's great. We're not afraid for that, to do that. And neither should you be. It's time to stand up for our great country and time to make a difference. You want to put this country down and keep putting down our values and our morals and this, that, and the other? Go somewhere else. We'll even help you go there. We'll even help you go there. All right. I'm going to go to the telephone line. We got 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. So, Todd, go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Stand up. We had the election stolen. These guys are spending like drunken sailors. Okay, I got Janet Yellen telling me, oh, Build Back America. What? Joe Biden doesn't know anything about construction. He didn't give him Build Back. He doesn't know how to build anything. The gas prices are through. She works for the 147 of the richest people in the world called the Federal Reserve, and there's nothing federal about them. They don't have to answer to nobody. They set the market, numbnuts. Okay, so who's the idiot, Janet Yellen? You're going to tell me you went to an Ivy League school and we should borrow the $1.2 trillion we don't have from China, our enemy, and pay exorbitant? You're an idiot. You're an idiot, and every American should be calling their senator and their congressman and woman and say, if George Washington was president, you'd be hung for treason for spending money we don't have, numbnuts. Okay? That's how stupid you are. And we should be going after the $1.2 trillion you just wasted we don't have. Okay, they got $118 billion in there for infrastructure. You know nothing about construction. You can't spend our money like that. You're under the Constitution. You work for us. Stand up for your country. Stand up for our cops. And stand up for our Lord and Savior. Get in the game. Let's go.
All right. Thank you very much, Todd. And we get it. We understand. The people are upset that people are watching their money very closely disappear, go faster than they've ever seen it before. We get all that. And, of course, oil did drop off. The price did drop off, but not because of 50 million barrels of oil that were dumped into the market. It has to do with supply and demand. Now, again, the Arabs can't eat oil. And we understand that. And there's a supply in the system that they can't. Again, we've got tankers sitting out there. We've got container ships sitting out there waiting to come in. We've got freighters sitting out there waiting to come in because of the situation we have in America right now. And before I go, you should see the price of gasoline come down again because the wholesale price of gasoline at the refineries with the federal tax added onto it is $1.95 a gallon. That's gasoline. Diesel is $2.08 at the refinery. Doesn't include your state tax and your delivery to get it there. All right. That's it for me for today. I'll see you down at Mixon Fruit Farms, Mixon's Roadside Cafe. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay low.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.